I mentioned earlier that there'd been an investigation by RMS and police into the trucks operated by Moitz. Moitz is a large organisation, and I've complimented them before on the state of their trucks and the like, but they obviously have a little problem at the moment they're attending to, which caused great consternation for people on Friday. They've issued a statement, the Moitz team, and this is good when corporations stand up and take responsibility for problems. Moitz would like to apologise to all who were caught up in last Friday's traffic congestion after the incident on the Sydney Harbour Bridge just before the Australia Day long weekend. We know this is unacceptable. We unreservedly apologise to all those affected. We'd also like to thank the RMS, Sydney Harbour Bridge Authority and the emergency services, including New South Wales Police, for their support. The majority of people understand it was an accident, which obviously shouldn't have happened. Moitz have been in business for over 33 years. They've got a track record, a good track record. Moitz fleet is always well maintained and records are kept up to date. Since Friday's incident, Moitz have met with the RMS and New South Wales Police Task Force to help support them through the full investigation and inspection of our entire fleet, which is taking place today at Wetherill Park. So all the trucks are off the road while they are inspected. Once, and the reason for the inspection is the truck was found to have defects that lost its load on the Harbour Bridge and continued on the Gore Hill Freeway. Once again, we dearly apologise for the inconvenience this may have caused and thank you for your patience, the Moitz team. Well, like I say, when people get things wrong and companies get things wrong, there's not much they can do other than apologise and make sure, hopefully, it doesn't happen again. Joe Vinci is the CEO of Moitz. We've been talking about Moitz this morning. G'day, Joe.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Not bad, mate. I have been talking for a few days about what happened last Friday, but then I read about 25 minutes ago your apology. And as I said at the time, there's nowhere to go.
No.
You've accepted that it caused great consternation. Sure. You're working with the police and the RMS to make sure it doesn't happen again. And given you've been around for 33 years, what I said was, Joe, when you put your hand up, it's hard to be critical because you put your hand up and said, we've made a terrible blue, we're going to try and make sure it doesn't happen again.
True, true. You learn from these mistakes. And obviously the trucks are all over the pits with RMS at the moment and we're working in with them to ensure that... you know, everything's to the regulations.
Yeah, how many trucks you got?
Oh, we're about 40.
About 40?
Yeah, 40 trucks.
Have you established, given there was a defect issued on Friday, have you established what happened with the truck on the Harbour Bridge?
Oh, that currently that truck is over the pits, but we believe that obviously the truck was coming from Alexandria and I think some of the material hidden against the trailer and going over some bumps might have loosened the back part of the trailer. So
yeah.
I think it went over a bump on the bridge out of all places. It happened on the Harbour Bridge in Sydney and on Friday afternoon before a long weekend. So
couldn't be much.
Unfortunate.
Joe, that's the understatement of the decade.
Yeah, I understand.
Timing's everything and that's the worst time and place for it to happen. So anyway, you're cooperating with them and you've offered this public apology and we appreciate the public apology, but hopefully it won't happen again and... I mean, accidents happen, but it's an unfortunate one that did happen at the most unfortunate time at the most unfortunate place.
True, true. And we'd like to also thank, you know, the Harbour Bridge Authority, the RMS and police, New South Wales Police in the support of the clean-up and with our guys. So we do really do appreciate
it. How's old mate the driver?
Yeah, no, he's good. We're supporting him all the way.
Well, he sounds like he's been around for a while, has he? He's got a few miles on the...
He's been around. He's been with us, so we've got some long term employees. He's been around with us for over 10 years. So he's a good character. So we'll keep him.
I bet he had his head down on Friday, Arvo.
Oh, I'm sure we all did. But that's the way to cook.
Well, we can laugh about it now, but I'm sure the people who were stuck in that unenjoyed me laughing about it.
We're all been in it.
Well, there's a very coarse expression that I can't use on radio, but that sort of stuff does happen from time to time, Joe.
It does.
All right, Jay, thanks for jumping along. See you, mate.
Thank you very much. Take care, bye.
All the best, Joe Vinci, the CEO of Moitz, putting the hand up and saying we've made the blue and we're cooperating to make sure the blue doesn't happen again.